Good morning. My guest this morning is Phyllis Mashulam, who is not really representing the Occidental Center for the Arts, but rather something called Poetry Crossing. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning.
So tell about Poetry Crossing.
Well, Poetry Crossing is a lesson plan book that California Poets in the Schools put out in honor of its 50th anniversary, which was last year. And I was the editor. And it seemed like, since I actually have had a wonderful experience with Occidental Center for the Arts, with book launches in the past, that it would be nice to have a birthday party. We kind of missed the launch. It was a year ago, but this is a birthday party for the first year of this book, and I suppose you could say the 51st year of California Poets in the Schools.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
I wish we could see this book, but unfortunately the medium doesn't permit it. So 50-plus lessons for 50 years of California Poets in the Schools, founded in 1964. What was happening back there in 1964?
Well, the organization got started at the Cal State San Francisco Poetry Library. And then, and at first it was just to introduce kids to reading poems, but quickly morphed into, thanks to the fact that we recognize pedagogically, it's really good to get kids to do something rather than just learn something, that getting them to write their own poems was the most efficient way to get them to really appreciate poetry. And in fact, this book is full of kids' poems. Some of them written quite recently, some of them written a few decades ago. And it's also filled with the wonderful poetry of many other California poets whom you have heard of, like Gary Snyder, uh-huh. Jane Hirschfield, Brenda Hillman, Bob Haas, and a lot of other really fabulous poets who have contributed and supported us by allowing us to use their poetry in this book. And then it's full of lesson plans that help you write your own.
Excellent. And admission is free, right?
Admission is free, as usual, at the beautiful Occidental Center for the Arts.
Yeah. Boy, the Occidental Center for the Arts is a treasure, isn't it?
It is. It's just a gorgeous space, and the people there are so fabulous. I've worked with them before, and they just make it really easy for you. And, you know, you can really concentrate on getting your readers, and we have about 20, about 9 of them are children and 11 of them are adult contributors to the book.
Great. I've known Steve Fowler, the head of the center, for over 50 years.
As really.
Since our mutual days in Berkeley. And he is quite an amazing person.
Yes.
And
yes.
One of the benefits of going to the Occidental Center for the Arts, if you're lucky, you'll get to meet Steve.
right.
So this is Sunday, November 15th, 2 in the afternoon. So in case you don't know this, the way I always like to describe it is if you get onto Grayton Road and drive west until you can't drive anymore, you're there. It is
that's true.
End of Grayton Road.
Right.
How long will the event go on?
Well, I'm anticipating about 2 hours. We have, as I said, 20 readers, and they'll be short readings because we anticipate there will be children there too, and we want it to be a kid-friendly event in every respect. So we'll let about 10 of them do their thing, and then we will break and have a stretch break, have some cake. People may want to purchase the book and get some of the many contributors to sign their copy.
Great.
And then we'll have another 10 readers and we'll have a few questions that we think will interest people in how poems end up getting made.
Phyllis, thanks for coming in and alerting us to this first birthday party of Poetry Crossing. For information, you can call 874-9392, the website OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.